It has been 80 years today since the World War II air raid on Broome, one of a number of raids right across the north during that period. In 1942, nine Japanese Zeros launched a surprise attack, and there was a US Liberator, a B-24A Liberator, that crashed with all on board off Cable Beach. There were refugees killed on flying boats in Roebuck Bay, and there was also a Japanese Zero that was hit by machine gun fire and crashed. Its pilot and the wreckage have never been found. The pilot was a young man called Osamu Kudo. And Will Thomas is a Broome musician, and through his love of stories has been increasingly drawn into the Purling Town's past, which he brings to life through song and conversations on history walking tours. He's written a song called Kudo, which you will hear shortly. It is the first time that it's ever been played to the public today. Will starts by explaining that he was hooked by the story a long time ago.
Kudo was a fighter pilot for the Japanese. He was a pilot that took part, was one of the nine fighter pilots that attacked Broome on March the 3rd, 1942, and was shot down by the Dutch pilot, Gus Winkel. And very little is known about Kudo, but the song itself goes a lot deeper than that. And it's a story that I put together from fact and from fiction. So it's a mixture, and it goes back to the mid-90s when I first came into the Kimberley. I was working camera sound for Malcolm Douglas. And on the very first big trip away that we did, I was right up the back of the Charnley River. We were camping up there on a film shoot, and it was in the evening, and we were sitting around the fire. We'd just eaten, you know, sooty grunter on the coals, and it was every night after we'd been out in the scrub, there was about an hour of relaxation before you hit the swag. And it was on this night that is so poignant in my memory, and it was old Tom Wigan who was with us in this sort of calm, smoky, dry season firelight of the back of the Charnley River. He told me the story of the air raid on Broome, and it was the first I'd heard about it as a young whippersnapper. And he told me about the raid on Broome, and what stuck with me was his interpretation that the common belief back then was that the fighter pilots who'd attacked Broome were actually disgruntled pearl divers from Broome who'd fled before the onset of the war and then had come back to attack Broome. And he told me it was a common story that most people believed, and I'd spoken to others since then who also held that belief as well. Of course, this was at a time when the information by the Japanese hadn't been widely circulated. And the truth of the matter was that the pilots that attacked Broome were actually veteran aviator fighter pilots from previous campaigns. And they weren't, as far as we know, ex-pearl divers from Broome. But very little is known about Kudo, Osamu Kudo. What we do know is that he was 28 years old. He was a fighter pilot. He was shot down in Broome. He's never been found. The plane has never been found. Some people say they know where he is, and I've spoken to a couple of people that swear blind that they've dived on the wreck of Kudo Zero. They're holding it pretty close to their chest. But at this stage in the game, Kudo's never been found. And I've often thought that it's a sad story that he never made it home. And yes, he was an enemy combatant, and you know he was the bad guy, but when you turn it around, he was a young 28-year-old man who laid down his life for his country because he thought he was doing the right thing, and no one's ever found him.
Kudo, where's your mother? Is she praying in a temple in Yokohama?
And I think that's what your song Kudo does, Will. You've been able to humanize him. You talk about his possible girlfriend. Did she escape the raid? Is there a mother praying in a temple in Yokohama for her son to come home? I think what you've done is show us that no matter what side of the barbed wire you're on, everyone loses in a war.
Yeah, thanks, Vanessa. That's really poignant. And that is really what I wanted to try and get across. I mean, So much is not known about this story, and the Japanese that were in Broome at the time of the war, we remember the atrocities that took place, but we don't remember that these guys were several generations here, you know, and when the war came, they were treated very badly and they were taken away and their possessions were destroyed. And when the Japanese divers were finally allowed to return to Broome, nothing was the same. And you can only imagine that, well, in my interpretation, if Kudo was a pearl diver, he fled. Did he leave someone behind? Was she a geisha in Sheba Lane?
Was he the diver born to fly? Now, you are mid-tour, and yes, there's been all sorts of hiccups and cancellations, and that's heartbreaking. But your third album, that is something to be proud about. Tell us a little bit more.
The Riding Light is the name of the third album, and as I said, it was supposed to come out this weekend. And well, it's a double-edged sword because it's taken a bit of pressure off, because I really wanted to add a couple of more tunes to it. So the Nanup Music Festival has been cancelled, and it will be reignited for this time next year. So it's put another year up my sleeve, which I'm going to use to put down a couple of more tunes and see if I can rope a couple of more musos on board, and then we'll release it next year at the Nanup Music Festival, which will be the same lineup that was supposed to be this year. So, yeah, mid-tour, I've got a couple more gigs before I head home to Broome and start again.
Will, what would you like people to take away from Kudo when they listen to this brand new song?
I think I would like them to look at it from a different perspective, that, yes, that it was the enemy. There are no winners in war, and that somewhere out there off the coast of Broome lies the remains of a young man who died for his country, never got to go home. And it seems that has been forgotten. And it would be awesome, you know, come the 80th anniversary, which is the third, that people remember what happened in the horrors of Roebuck Bay on that morning, but also maybe shine a little light for one man who was doing what he thought was right.
Sunsets on Bossett Creek, luggers drop the sails for the night.
And Kudo will be on Will Thomas's third album. That's called The Riding Light. It will be launched next year at the Nanup Music Festival, The Riding Light.